Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Mateo Ferro.
Who is playing the role of who?
I'm playing Sonny in In the Heights at the Kennedy Center.
Awesome. Yes, this was Lin-Manuel Miranda's big breakthrough before Hamilton.
Yeah,
this is
the one that
sort of put him on the map. And it will be at the Kennedy Center for a short run, so get your tickets now. Wednesday, March 21st to Sunday, March 25th. Mateo, thanks so much for coming in.
Of course, thank you for having me.
We are jacked to have you in here because I always love when there's like a local success story.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And it's so great. So tell me, I mean, we were talking a little before we got on here, but tell our listeners sort of how, I mean, you said you weren't even really into musical theater until about middle school.
Yeah,
it kind of happened to, tell us about your journey a little bit.
So I wasn't really into it. I had stage fright, you know, growing up. So I did a small show for my class project. Then I auditioned for the middle school play, and I got the lead. And after that, I kind of fell in love with it. Like, it happens a lot to a lot of people. If you do theater, trust me, you'll fall in love with it. So after that, pretty much just kept working hard, tried to do every single show that I possibly could. But it wasn't really anything, like, that big. Like, I loved it, but I still was playing soccer on the side, you know.
Right.
My focus wasn't on it. Then going into high school, I did shows. I did In the Heights my freshman year. I played Sonny. Then in the summer, I got a scholarship from a beautiful program called Young Artists of America. I was in their summer intensive for performing arts. And they gave me a scholarship, and they were doing In the Heights, too. So they were looking, you know, for kids to go. So I auditioned. I got Uznavi, who's the lead in the show. And by far, one of my favorite shows I've ever done. Probably the favorite show from now. So I did that. I mean, just that program.
So you did it at Clarksburg High
School,
too?
I did it at Clarksburg High School, too. And so just that program, I don't know, it's like you always expect like the best performing arts to be like in New York, but like they bring it to the DMV. So it was a great experience. We worked throughout the entire day, took classes, then like 6 p.m. to like 12 a.m. we would be doing rehearsals like 11 p.m. And so it was great. The people there, Rolando Sanz, he's the owner. Terry Eberhardt, he was the leader of the program. And Paul Heinemann, they all just, you know, they all contributed into a program that just really helped. And so from that program, I really got, like, the professional aspect of it. Not, like, professional as in you're getting paid, but just, like, the mindset, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was just, like from there, like, I knew I wanted to do it professionally, but from there, I was just, like maybe I can do this, like, sooner than I thought. So after that, I was just, like, okay, let's do this. Like, I was doing auditions beforehand, but, like, not consecutively. I wasn't really, like, working hard. And so pretty much like it takes research. So like I'd research like what I want to do for the rest of my life for hours and hours, try to find auditions, the small things, the big things. And so right now I'm in a show up in Frederick, and it's my first like semi-professional show. It's a small dinner theater. And so
I know it well. That's my stomping ground.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I really wanted to do the show to see like what it's like to do shows consecutively. Mm-hmm. Like it was a 3-month run.
Right.
They close in 2 weeks, but I'll be leaving this weekend. And so before that, earlier, like in December, Rolando Sanz was contacted from the, you know, the casting directors at the Kennedy Center, and like they were looking for people. And so he said like he thought of me right away. And so like I really thank him for that, for the audition opportunity. I was like, yes, like this is me. Like I go to auditions that might not be so much of me, but like this is me. Like I know this role inside and out. Like,
why do you say that? Why are you saying this is
you? Dude, you have to come see the show to see what the role is like. I feel like I'm kind of similar to him. He's just like, Sonny's like a scrappy kid who's young and like
young, scrappy, and hungry.
Young, exactly.
Not throwing away a shot.
And growing up, I always hung out with the older kids. I have an older brother, so I grew up with the older kids, and like naturally, I look younger. I look young. Finally, like I look 16 now, so you know. But so, like, he's that kid. He's 15, living with, like, his best friends are his older cousin, who's in his 20s, Benny, who's his cousin's best friend. He's in his 20s, too, so everybody's older than him. Nobody, like, really, like, you know, takes him serious.
Yeah.
So he has to take his comedy, you know, to get, like, through people. So, like, I feel like I'm kind of like that, you know. So, like, that's why I know the role, like, in and out. And I've just, like, before, I haven't even gotten my first rehearsal, and, like, I have my lines memorized, my solos memorized,
wow.
So I mean, I just wanted to show. Like, I think I have something to prove. I need to prove myself
That's
to,
good.
Like, show them that I can do this, and hopefully I can in the future. And so I wanted
Stay
to audition.
Stay scrappy and hungry.
Yeah,
man.
I'm gonna try. I mean, that's who I am, so I don't think I'll change.
Awesome. Well, I want to go. There's so much I want to go into in the Heights too, but I also want to touch on something you said off the air about just how during sort of your rise coming up as an actor, you said, "Tell me about the your Aladdin.
Aladdin. Okay.
How you didn't even think you were gonna get the lead.
So
where was this?
This was at Rocky Hill Middle School. Okay, so great place. The director's Geraldine Nocht. To now, I'm like really close friends with her. We became like, you know, close friends through the years. And so she's really a huge part into like when I was a kid, theater. Like she's a huge part to it. She really did push me. So the audition process. So, you know, everybody gets a packet, you fill it out and check off who you want to be. And so I'm going down, you know, checking everything off. I was like, sure. I go to Aladdin. I'm like, I'm not checking that off. Okay. Like,
I didn't.
It's not that I didn't think. Like, I definitely did not think I was going to get in. I did not want to get it. Okay. I was scared of like being the lead and having to sing. I was like,
"That's a whole new world."
Jeez, that's a whole new world. So, pretty much like I was just like, "Okay, did not check that one off." That's probably the only one I did not check off. So, turn in the packet, go to my audition. You know, shivering, and I don't know what hit me, but I guess it was somewhat good. I always get that hit like the second it starts. Like, I just got to give it my all.
It
was 30 seconds, so yeah. I have to give it my all.
You know, usually when you feel those like weird feeling, usually to me it means you're on the right track.
Exactly.
So many people feel that and then they like back away and don't do it. But it seems like you jump into
that. Thank you. That means
a lot. Someone said, what was the phrase? I can't. It's okay to feel the butterflies. You just got to make them fly
exactly,
in formation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so you got the role.
So I got the role, and it was like this. So I had a friend whose older brother was like a stage director or something. Like he was in high school, so
okay.
He was my best friend. So they decided to FaceTime me and tell me, hey, you know, you might have a huge chance of getting Aladdin. I was like, you know, almost like, you know, peed myself. And so I was like,
I'm glad you didn't.
Geez, I'm glad I didn't either.
That's
so
magic carpet ride, yeah.
We go to. So I took a day to process it. I was like, you know, maybe I should try.
Yeah.
So I guess I stayed up a long time at night, and you know, it probably wasn't that long. I was only like 12 years old, so. But I go into the call back like a couple days later or the day later. I was just like, yeah, I'm showing for it, and so I guess I showed for it and I got the role. And so after that, I was just like, yeah, I like this. I like being able to express what I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, it just excelled into like what it is now.
Yeah. And here you are, starring in the Heights at the Kennedy Center. You probably could have never dreamed you'd be working with the likes of Vanessa Hudgens. What has that been like?
You know, I grew up being in love with this woman. So watching High School Musical and like seeing how big of a, you know, an artist she is. And like I've seen her work. She's great. She was on Broadway a couple years ago.
She came to Kennedy Center.
She came for Gigi.
Yep.
So it premiered at the Kennedy Center and then it went to Broadway. And so I didn't get to see it, but I heard a lot from it, and like, it's crazy. Like you never think like actors on TV would ever like even consider Broadway, but
right.
I mean, maybe that's what they start from. Everybody starts from somewhere, and so theater's like a really good start because you don't get film time as a young person. So I'm still starstruck. I'm still on cloud nine.
But what's she been like to work with?
I haven't gotten
you
to work with her yet.
When does that actually start?
Because on Monday.
Just for listeners, so you know, like we're obviously pre-taping this. It starts on March 21st. We're on March 2nd here, so there's the timeline.
Sure.
When do you actually start working?
I get to start Monday, this Monday.
Okay.
So
you go up to New York?
I'm going up to New York Sunday, spending a little bit of Sunday, and then New York. I start with the rehearsals every single day.
Wow. Will this be your first time up there?
Or this won't be my first time here. So. Well, it also goes back to the audition process. So I did the audition at the Kennedy Center. And
when was this?
This was December 12th. I know the exact date.
Okay.
December 12th at the Kennedy Center. And, okay, listen to this. This is crazy. I've never said this in an interview, but...
Exclusive.
Exclusive. Exclusive.
On WTOP.
On WTOP. So my family, we were supposed to go to Columbia. That's where I'm from. That's where my parents are from. So, you know, we always go, and we haven't gone since, like, 2010. So... My parents were like, yo, this is huge. Because, like, I mean, we have a big family, so it's, like, hard, you know. It's expensive. So we were like, we're going. My mom was like, all right, we're going. And something in my gut was like, I need to stay. And my parents didn't like that. But I was like, my parents, like, I love them so much. Huge shout out to my parents because they have been so supportive. Even though if they don't know the in and outs of theater, they've been so supportive. And, like, for a parent to let you stay from a trip like that, it's crazy. So I got the role in the Small Professional Theater in Frederick. So I was like, Mom, I need to stay. Like, this might be something that I can put on my resume to help
me out.
Something
inside said.
Exactly. Something inside told me this is it. This is my time. My birthday was the next day, December 13th.
Oh, wow.
So My family left December 12th on the day of, but my dad stayed because he was going to leave on the 16th, I think, because he had work. So I told my cousin, I'm like, hey, like, I got to leave school early and I got to go to this audition. Like, this might be it. I go really early, okay, like 2 hours early. Yeah. And honestly, there weren't a lot of people there when I got there. I bet like a lot more auditioned later. But
this is at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, this is at the Kennedy Center. So we get signed in. I'm in the first five. So I'm the last of the first five. I'm like getting nervous. And I'm just like, I'm just going to stay, you know, true to myself, you know, do everything that I've been practicing. I practiced with my vocal teacher, Mandy Brown, with my best friend, Sadu Sosa, and Paul Heinemann. They've all, like, they just helped me. And I was like, I have to put everything into it. So, you know, I go out in the audition room. I sing my piece, which was from Hamilton, which is Lin-Manuel's.
What song did you do?
I did My Shot, a segment from My Shot.
Which we just quoted.
And so.
Perfect. That's fitting.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I have to rap. Like, Sonny raps. That's what he is. And they're looking for a teenager, and a lot of teenagers probably can't rap. So I was like, you know, I can. Like, I've done the show before. Yeah. I've, like, learned it.
You were nervous?
So I was...
Vomit on his sweater already? Mom's forgetting?
Eminem. I wasn't that nervous, I'm going to be honest. I was just like, you're like...
Like, this is my moment.
Like, this is my... I have to show... Like, if I have a shot in life, it's this one. So yeah. I go in there. I do it. I guess I impressed her because she gave me sides for Sonny. She was like, all right, let's do them quickly. Like, I was like, you know, I have these memorized somewhere in the back of my head. I was like, let me show that. Put the papers down. Yeah. I go off the top of my head. I did it memorized. She was like, okay, great. Like, a huge part to it is, do you have somebody to stay with in New York? And when she said that, I was like, whoa. Like, this might mean something. So she was like, all right, wait outside. Get your cousin, whoever you're with, to come upstairs. And so he comes upstairs. Let's skip a little bit because it's a long story.
Sure,
so a couple weeks later, they sent in the tapes. She brought me into the room again, and she sent in tapes. She was like, yeah, the creative team's in London. I was like, London? Whoa, okay. A couple weeks pass by, right? And I get an email. They're like, hey, we want you in New York. The director's here for a callback. I was like, yes, wow. Yes, yes. So I tell my mom, I'm like, let's go. Like, whatever, let's go. So me and my mom go. And we show up to the studio, and then I've gone to the studio once or twice. No, I've gone once. And so I was like, I kind of know this place. And I was like, I've never gone to, like, a private audition. If I've ever gone, it's an open call.
Right.
And so I see this guy in front of me, and right off the bat, I kind of knew he was auditioning for it because he kind of looked like him and everything. He's like, yo, best of luck in there. And so the assistant comes out, and they have a list with my headshot and my name. I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
And she's
it's
like,
getting real.
She was like, she told the guy in front of me, like, can he go first? Like, he has to go back because I had a tech rehearsal in Frederick that
That's
night. So
wild.
I had to travel really fast. So
from New York to Frederick.
Yeah, exactly. And so I go in, and I'm like, oh, there's Laura. And then. That's the casting director, Laura.
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, this is the director. Her name's Stephanie Clemens. She was in London because she was working with Hamilton. Hamilton.
Wow.
Hamilton in London. So right off the bat, I was starstruck. I was like, oh my God. She was the associate choreographer for Hamilton.
Yeah.
And so she works on I know she's like the international dance person, so she helps with every single production that's going on.
Right, right.
And so I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And so.
What did you perform?
All the Sonny sides. Okay. And so. I did 96,000, It Won't Be Long Now, I did some lines, and so I trust me, I worked hours for this, okay, like, trust me, if you're ever gonna get anything, it's because of hard work. I feel like I proved that in some sort of way, because I work hard. Like, if that's one thing that I'm super confident about, is that I put everything into it.
That's
it takes
what I'm
sacrifice.
Talking about, man. That's
like
everyone
I said,
sees all the public
exactly.
stuff, but they don't see all
they
don't your see, 100,000 hours you've put in
exactly.
behind the scenes.
And I have
yep,
a million
exactly.
hours, like, and it took the sacrifice. I don't know what told me, maybe, like, but I stayed, and that was a lot. Like, my parents probably hated me for it, but hopefully, you know, they're proud of me now, and I know they are. So
that's what I'm.
I do the
about,
callback,
man.
Super like proud of it. Like, it was crazy. On the way back, I was coming back. I was like, you know, send a thank you letter. Like, that's what it always is. So I sent a thank you email. She's like, trust me, you're in the mix. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. like 30 minutes pass, I get an official email that says, hey, Mateo, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're wondering, like, are you confirmed about staying in New York, all these dates, blah, 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 because you're, like, you know, really, really being looked at to be Sonny. I was like,
wow.
Okay. But I was like, I'm not going to, like, super, like, get hyped, you know,
right.
because it's also an industry that can break
right.
your
Believe
heart.
It
in
when
a,
it's
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They can break your heart in a second. So I wait. the next day. They told me they'd give me an answer by January 10th. Mm-hmm. January 9th comes, come home from school, get a call from New York. I'm like, okay. Prepare myself.
Yeah.
Answer.
Oh,
hello.
You see it like on the dial.
I see.
That
yeah,
it's
it says New York.
New York.
I was like, okay. And like by now, I know like the first three numbers. I was like,
yeah.
Answer.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, Mateo. It's Laura. Well, you booked it. I go crazy.
That's awesome.
She's like,
Did you scream?
I screamed, run around my entire house, screamed to my mom. I was on speaker, texting everybody really fast. Trust me, it was the best day, the best moment of my life, for sure.
For now.
I don't know.
There's plenty more coming, man.
I hope. I really hope. And so she's like, hey, I don't want you to miss anything. Come up here, like, the day of. Because I was planning on missing 2 days because I had to come back down to finish up the show in Frederick. But, mm-hmm. you know, no. Yeah. you guys, like, they need to find a swing. So
she was like,
you can't, like, you might miss out on meeting the man, Lin-Manuel Miranda, right. The director, Tommy Kail, who is the Broadway director.
He's actually from Alexandria.
Is he?
We talked to both of them, actually. They came here, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, cool. So
I think they got honored at the National Archives.
That's super cool. Yeah. Super cool. So she's like, you might meet them. Like, we don't want you to miss that. I was like, yeah, I don't want to miss that. Okay, I'll find a way. So I find a way. And so thankfully, my small theater up in Frederick, they were really nice, really supportive. They still are. And so, you know, that was it to getting casted. Yeah. And the cast, I didn't find out the cast till you guys did. Okay.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
One day I got an email from one of the publicists at Young Artists of America. And she said, hey, I heard the big news and it's official. I was like, I Googled it. Kennedy Center cast.
Vanessa
and I see it. Like, I'll read it off right now. I read it. I go on playbill.com, mm-hmm. and I just see my name next to all these big people. And so it was crazy. I see all this, and I'm like, is this real? I run around the second I see, obviously, Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
And so I'm running around like, this can't be it. And so I tell my mom, like, Vanessa Hudgens, like, Vanessa Hudgens, okay? And Anna Villafane, like, I know who these people are. I saw her on Your Feet on Broadway in August,
yeah.
okay? She didn't know who I am.
Right.
I don't know if she still, like, even knows who I am. So when I heard that, I was just like, what? And it's right here, the exact website that I clicked. It says, Vanessa Hudgens, Anna Villafane, Eden Espinosa will star in Kennedy Center in the Heights. This is my In the Heights. I'm like, what? I read down. The cast will be headed by Gigi's Vanessa Hudgens as Vanessa, newcomer Joshua Grosso as Navi, Anna Villafane on Your Feet as Nina, and right after that, Mateo Ferro for Sonny. Dude, I'm a small town kid from Maryland. I'm from Clarksburg, Maryland.
Yeah,
okay?
Man.
A small suburb to D.C. Yeah. Like, nobody knows what that is. It's
Moco.
A new city. Moco, Montgomery County. And so, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I you know, I want to, you know, in
it,
some
man.
Sort of way rep what I come from, what I'm still coming from.
What
I still live
what
there.
What did your classmates say when you told them? Was when there an announcement at school? Or how
there, so it's when I got casted and before the cast, like, everybody was so supportive. They're like, wow, cause it's crazy. But when the cast came out, that was a whole different story. All right? Everybody was like, what? And I mean, I was telling everybody. I was like, yeah, I posted it everywhere.
Vanessa's autograph, all that stuff. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I have, like, really supportive friends who have been there since before I even knew theater.
Yeah.
My best friends, you know, Sadu, Carlos, Mon, and Ricky. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, Renee, my best friend, Kira, they're all so supportive. Like, those are, like, the main pot of people who have helped me
That's
be
awesome.
Who I am. And so, like, doing this and, like, showing people, like, and so I got an exposure because Young Artists of America, the perfect mm-hmm. publicist, Kendra, she told me, hey, like, can we do a little interview for our blog? And I was like, sure. And, like, that's huge, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, the Clarksburg Howl, like, the little newspaper in my school was huge for me.
Yeah.
So when I got that, I was like, whoa. So I just answered everything from the bottom of my heart. I told her, like, I'm a small-town kid from Clarksburg, Maryland, who, like, only dreams of these things. And so, I mean, it takes work. I knew, like, dreaming, you know, helps, but, like, it takes work. I was like, I need to make myself different from people. And, like, if I can say that I'm different in any sort of way, it's that I sacrifice everything. I put so much work into it. I think I stay, like, to who I am.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't. Like, somebody could get this and be like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not from Clarksburg, Maryland. I'm from New York City. Like, I'm not that. I'm
stay
from Clarksburg, Maryland.
Stay
yeah.
Clarksburg, right?
Exactly. That's where I'm from. That's where I learned my stuff. That's where CH Stage, that's the theater program at Clarksburg. Michelle Meyer. Those are people who have helped me become who I am. And so, you know, like, you have to know that you start from somewhere.
Yep.
And that's why, if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be where you are right now. So you can't forget about
it. Don't forget where you came
exactly.
from.
Exactly. And so, but that's pretty much it. Told the cast, you know, obviously, like, people were really happy for me, but it wasn't, it, like, sure, I've gotten, like, oh, get the autograph from me, but, like, that's a joke. Like, but I've gotten a lot more, like, support and people saying, like, whoa, like, wow, you really do represent what that means, to work, like, what working hard means. And I'm glad, like, that means the world. When somebody tells me, like you're showing what hard work really is, like, that means a lot to me. That's probably the best compliment I can ever get. And so I want to keep proving that. I want to keep, you know, growing, taking this opportunity, and so hopefully, you know, opening doors for me and doing more stuff. And
absolutely,
you know, just keep on going.
Absolutely. Well, keep working hard, man.
Thank you.
But also take time to sort of enjoy the ride.
I will.
We've talked a lot about your personal journey, which, thank you, by the way. You've given me gold for my piece. But let's talk about the show a little itself.
Let's say
some of our listeners haven't seen it. Maybe they heard about Hamilton and then somehow maybe heard about In the Heights sort of after the fact. Give us the basic premise for someone who's never, doesn't know anything about it.
So I after doing the show three times, I probably still can't say it perfectly, but I'll help it out. So it's a show made from Lin-Manuel Miranda, okay? This man is obviously known. He's a legend now. He's
instant legend.
modern Shakespeare, okay? So I know he started writing this show when he was in college, and so he started writing his show. I know he did a lot of drafts, and so doing that, like, you know, it takes time. So it took a good amount of time, what I've heard, to make it In the Heights. And so In the Heights is a show. He said, I want to make a show about me. I didn't know it was possible. He's going to make a show about himself. And so you obviously heard about Hamilton, but to me, my favorite's In the Heights. I love Hamilton. I really do. I haven't seen the show. Maybe when I see it, I'll change my mind, but In the Heights is so pure. It's so genuine.
It's his personal story.
It's all about community. It's all about love. And, like, that's what you want.
It's Washington Heights,
New York. Washington Heights, New York. 123rd Street, maybe? Okay. I don't know. But it's based around that neighborhood. And so it's about a bodega owner, which is, like, a bodega is, like, a corner market, you know. Yeah. Let's say, like, if you don't live in a city, it's like a 7-Eleven, okay? Right. So,
but they're more private.
But, yeah,
like,
it's a private, exactly. Privately owned. So he's an owner. His mom and dad died. He's from Puerto Rico. And so he's here. He's running his business. He's telling his story. He's kind of in the struggle. And it's all about the neighborhood. There's different stories. It's not just about Usnavi. It's about Benny and Nina. Nina's like the hardworking girl who got out of the barrio, went to Harvard University, or no, Stanford, my apologies. Stanford, then comes back, tells her story. And so it just shows the whole community, the story of them. I don't want to ruin too much of the story because a lot of the story is, like, is the plot. But there's just a lot of characters that are huge into the story. So Usnavi is a huge story. Nina is a huge story. Vanessa, Benny, Sunny, Abuela Claudia, she's a huge story. You'll find out why.
Without giving away spoilers, plot, but in terms of general themes, like, you know, what are the themes?
It's family. Like, it's Usnavi. His dream is to really just go back to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And that's where he's from, you know. Like, he knows his roots, and that's where he wants to go back. He like, doesn't love the struggle that he's living in. And so something in the story happens, and it might change his heart back to Puerto Rico, or it might change his heart back, you know, to where he is, Washington Heights. And so you have to come see the show to see what happens then. But it's about family, really, community. It's about loving everybody around you and not taking anything for granted, really.
Awesome. Whether it's Washington Heights or Clarksburg.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the story and the themes. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to go into the music.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite songs in the show?
This one varies. When I did Usnavi, it changed to the finale. The finale is just so... Doing it is probably what... Doing finale, it's... I was rapping so hard, I almost fainted. I'm not going to lie to you. It's like tears coming down my eyes. That's how emotional the finale is and how much you can... I felt... From the lyrics, like, I connected to it. It really showed, like, what that means. And so, finale, if I'm doing it, is probably my favorite. Right. But When You're Home has always been one of my favorites. It's a beautiful song, which is Benny and Nina.
What's your favorite Sunny one?
My favorite Sunny? Because
that's what we're going to see.
Yeah. Probably the In the Heights rap. Okay. The little segment that he has, it's really, really powerful. The lyrics, if you pay attention to it, and you see that, and you perceive it as a 15-year-old saying this. Mm-hmm. Like, he's saying, he's preaching. That's what he's preaching what he knows. And so, I connect to it. Like, really, like, I'd say, like, I preach a lot of things that I believe in. He's so that rap is like really, really, really like
that hits home for you.
It hits home.
That's awesome.
So that's my favorite one.
Awesome. What are we gonna see visually? The sets and the costumes. Is it a bunch of you feel like you're in the neighborhood? Yeah. You know, explain that.
So I know that it's the whole I'd say series, which started off with musical Chess, which had like two Tony winners and two Tony nominated actors in it. So that was crazy. But it's like a semi-stage production. So I have no idea I know there's gonna be costumes. I don't know what the final whole thing's gonna look like. I think there's gonna be like a semi set. I don't think it's gonna be Broadway set like where they bring the entire neighborhood in. Right. But trust me, like with the amazing, amazing actors that are gonna be in it and the beautiful music that Lin-Manuel Miranda made, you'll feel like you're in Washington Heights, even if there was a black curtain behind us. Trust me, you'll feel it.
So from Washington Heights to Washington, D.C., that's what I'm talking
about. That's crazy.
I guess just sort of in closing, if our listeners have heard this, why should they come out? Why are they going to enjoy
it
in the
Heights?
Why should
they come out?
Yeah.
They should
come
out.
Not only to see the local success.
The Broadway, they should come out because these are Broadway actors who are usually based in New York or in huge cities. D.C. is a huge city for theater. There's beautiful actors here, beautiful like theaters here, but these are actual Broadway actors coming to our nation's capital and showing you productions that could be like, you know, Broadway notch. And so that's why you should come. You should also come because the story will hit home. Trust me, no matter what, you know, what gender, ethnicity, whatever you are, it doesn't matter. It'll hit home. Trust me. It's all about community. It's all about love, loving who you are, loving everything around you. And trust me, you'll connect to it. It's a beautiful story. You don't want to miss it.
And for you, it's got to be really cool to be doing it at the Kennedy Center in your own backyard.
Extremely
you're gonna.
Cool.
Do you have a lot of your friends? You think your family that'll show up in the audience?
I hope. The tickets are really exclusive. I'm pretty sure a lot of the performances are sold out, if not completely sold out for the whole run. But I feel like you can probably find some tickets there. But I know a lot of my. I know on the last night. There'll be a lot of people there because that's the night they added. So the second I saw that, I exposed it and. I know from close friends and from friends and everything, I know there's going to be a lot of people there, and that night's going to be really emotional for me.
Well, enjoy the ride, man, and soak it all up. We
Thank
appreciate you,
you
coming
for
on.
Sure,
this is,
for
this
sure.
is great. I'm pulling for you.
I'm
rooting hard.
It.
I can't
it.
Wait to see
really.
What you do next, but don't look too far ahead. Seriously, this is once in a lifetime. Enjoy this.
Exactly. That's it. I don't know if I'm going to have stuff in front of it, so I'm just going to soak everything up, really.
Awesome. Mateo Farah, remember the name. It rolls right off the tongue. Thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming in, man.
Thank you.